Today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet, and we start the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan as we are back here in Beit Shemesh, and we are up to the Eilu Magalchin, the world of Eilu Magalchin, which starts today and continues Hashem on tomorrow's daf, really, as we get into Inyanim of Avelos. As we mentioned back on Daf Beis, we started the Masechta 2 weeks ago, that this is the famous part of the Masechta, the third parak, all of Hilchos Avelos. This is what the Sefer Hasidim said, that's why Moed Katan is a Meis Mitzvah. And it's a limud that many people do not involve themselves in because, for whatever reason, in terms of Hilchos Avelos. So therefore, we must learn it, we must focus on it, because it is a mitzvah she'en lo oskim, it is a limud she'en lo longdim, and that is why it should be a special schus for us to be able to be involved in this limud. So we started, today, here we go, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the beginning of the Perek Ve'elu Magalchin. The Rush, there's so much halacha lamais on this Perek, the Rush has 100 simanim. Kuf. Os Kuf. We'll have to get to all the simanim, as many as we can, over the Perek, but the Rush has 100 simanim relating to this Perek. So, Ve'elu Magalchin B'moi. But we start off not talking about Avelos, but we start off talking about Chol HaMoed, which the Masechta has been about so far. The following people can get haircuts or shave on Chol HaMoed. Why wouldn't you be able to? So we haven't said that yet. Which malacha are you violating? So we'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly is being referred to. But assuming there is an Isser for some reason, as the Gemara will say, the following people are excluded from that Isser. Ve'elu Megalchin B'moed. The following people can be Megalech on Moed. Habami Medina Sayam. Somebody who comes from overseas and did not get a chance to be Mitgaleach, get a haircut, or shave on Erev Yantiv, Umi Beis HaShviya, somebody who gets out of being a captive, V'hayotzi Beis HaAsurim, and somebody who gets out of jail, also wasn't able to get a haircut beforehand. Why wasn't a Yotzi Beis HaAsurim able to get a haircut? He's sitting in jail. He had nothing else to do in the world. If I saw him, he's on a boat, he's not near a haircutter. But Beis HaAsurim, he's sitting in jail. So Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos says, She'enu yachol legaleach kodem amoed, she'en manichin lo legaleach. Either number one, says Tosfos, yeah, they don't allow him, ein manichin lo, they don't let him. But then Tosfos says, v'afilu menichin lo, even if they would allow him to get the haircut, eino arev lo adam legaleach bebeis ha'asurin. Psychological point. A person's not in the mood. They're sitting in jail, they're not focused on haircuts. They're not focused on proper way of keeping themselves, because they have other things on their mind. They're depressed. They can't focus on that. That's the Tosfos, and the Ritva even expands on this when he quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes it by Tosfos and then says, "The kol chavush tarud beisuro." Every person who's chavush, he's tarud. That's all he's focused on. You can't focus on anything else that it relates to leaving this state. That's Tosfos and the Ritva in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Meiri says, based on this Svara, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but based on this Svara, one might say, what if somebody is sick and he's in bed and that's all he's focused on, and then he gets better on Chol HaMoed, he should also be able to get a haircut, because the same Svara would apply. He just can't focus on anything else while he is in his state of choli. That's what the Meiri says. He's quoting the Chachmei Hadoros. When the footnotes, they say they're not sure who this is. Umikadi tiru Chachmei Hadoros l'saper l'chola shenisrapa b'moed. V'yafal pi sheksas cholim yicholim l'saper. And even though some sick people are able to get a haircut, ein darko b'kach. Ella she'ein royal. He says it's not the derech. They're really focused on just getting better. They're not focused on getting the haircut. So it's a psychological insight, an understanding that the halacha has. The Meiri then says, the Mishnah doesn't say it, I'm not ready to be makel lamaisa. Ella she'ein royal lahakel rosh bazeh ella fi ma she'eini dain roos. Right? Every case has to be dealt with separately. That's the Meiri, based on the extension of the Yerushalmi quoted here in the Tosfos and the Ritva. So that's Yotzi Bibeso Asurim. being allowed to get the haircut. And a menuda, someone who was excommunicated, that the chachamim were matir. The Mishnah sounds like that the chachamim were matir a specific menuda on Yantif. And then one of the halachas of menuda, as we'll see, like in Avil, is that he's not allowed to cut his hair. And therefore, if his nidui ends on chalamoid, so then he is able to get a haircut. V'chein, mishen nishala chacham v'hutar, someone who had a neder that he wasn't allowed to be megaleach, and he got rid of it, he got it removed from him on chalamoid, either because the chacham couldn't figure it out until then, or the chacham wasn't around until then. For some reason, it was not taken care of beforehand. The hanazir v'hamitzora argirsa mitumaso l'taharaso. A nazir and a mitzora, both of whom cannot get a haircut. A nazir, one of the three certain that a nazir is not allowed to be involved in, and a mitzora who has giluach as part of his Tara process. So both of them, that couldn't take place beforehand. So they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So again, our Girsa, especially if you look in the Bach, it's Ha'ole. Ha'ole, mitum aso Tara. So those last two words are modifying and explaining the previous word. Right, a mitzora that is ole mituma latara, that goes from tuma to tara, and therefore part of the process is getting a haircut. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, he points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Yanta, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yutes, seems to have another girsa. He seems to have an extra vav. Extra vav. He seems to have another mitzora, vi, right, or an extra word, vi ha'ole, mituma aso latara so. Meaning it's not modifying the previous word, but it is saying a separate statement. The Rambam says, the kol hayotze mitum aso l'taharaso mutar l'galeach b'moed. Anyone who becomes tahar. What do you mean anybody who becomes tahar? There are a lot of tummy people that are allowed to shave, get a haircut. Somebody who's tummy mace, the most chamur of the tumas, they're allowed to get a haircut. No isser for somebody who's tummy mace to get a haircut. Somebody who's tumas ziva. Somebody who's tumas sheretz. And he told me to get a haircut. So the Mishnah makes sense. The Mishnah says, a mitzora, that's ole, because the mitzora wasn't allowed to get a haircut beforehand, and now he's mechuyev to get a haircut. A nazir, right, was not allowed to get a haircut, but every other person who's tameh. So the Magen Mishnah says, no, Rambam must think, this may be similar to what we just said about a chole and a base ha'asur in person. That's not the focus when somebody is tameh. Somebody is tameh, he's not thinking about self-grooming, he's not thinking about keeping himself, he's thinking about his tumah. Says the Magen Mishnah, Lufia nireh rabinu goreis b'mishnah, v'ha nazir, v'ha mitzora, v'ha ola mitumasa l'taraso. As a separate statement, v'tama davar, l'fisha tameh ein lo lehiskashet kodem aregel. A little bit stronger than Tosas in the Ritva before. A tameh shouldn't, no isser, but he shouldn't be involved in self-grooming. When he is tamei, aval Rashi zal kasav hachi garsina, and Rashi has the other girsa midvarev shahaolin mitumah l'tarosha yichodol galayach chodol achein v'lo gilchosh asurin v'chein reisi l'mafarshim achayir. So he points out this machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the other rishonim, whether this statement is a separate phrase or it is going on the previous people involved. So that is eil magalchin. One person who is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And that is a big machlokas rishonim. What about someone? Let's foreshadow for a minute. What's the isser of giluach about that the Mishnah has to come and tell me that it's mutter for these specific cases? The Gemara is going to tell us, as we know, because Chazal want to make sure that we go into Yantif with a haircut. If we don't get it, if we are allowed to get haircuts and shave at Chol HaMoed, the people are going to be busy before Yantif. They're like, okay, I'll shave at Chol HaMoed. It's fine. I'll get a haircut at Chol HaMoed. And then we'll go into Yantif Rishon, Minuval, not kept. And therefore Chazal said, you know what? Chol HaMoed is usser. Chol HaMoed is usser. I'll make sure to get a haircut and shave before Yantif. That's going to be the reason. So ask the Rishonim, what about if I get a haircut before Yantif? Or I shave before Yantif, then I fulfilled what the Chazal wanted. So could I then shave before the last days? So then, Misha Gilech Be'erev be'erav yadiv. So that is a machlokes for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in the Agos Hashri. I'll read it to you from the tour. Rabbeinu Tam says, mutter. Rabbeinu Tam says, the whole purpose is to make sure you shave beforehand. If you did shave beforehand, fine. That is Rabbeinu Tam. Tav kuf lamed aleph. Sif base. Rabbeinu Tam Pirei says the tour, Kiva Chezeu Atam, Im Kein, Im Gila Kodam Amoid, Mutal Galech Bamoid. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Be'er Shmishar. The Homo Chol Chamoid. Yeah, as long as you did it before, and you went into Moed looking nice, it's okay. The tour has 3 points of argument. Number one, he just says, V'kashem Ma'od Lahatir. It's difficult. Can't be matir. Why is it difficult to be matir? Why? Pashas, because of the second point also. He says, first of all, instinctively doesn't want to be matir. It's number one. Number two, vigam eino nirakein mitocha gemara. And number two, it's not mentioned. The Gemara and the Mishnah list so many exceptions to the rule. So you would think that if this was an exception, it would be listed. Vigam de im isa havil lefarto bahadi hanaf tetznan ve'ilu magalchin ki hechi tekamar gabi kibus. Right, by kibus, v'shein lo ela chalak echad will have. You can't do laundry, but if you only have one shirt, then you're allowed to do it. Because the filo kibso kalav oid uchozer muslach like it gets dirty again, so you do, you should have mentioned it. And number three, va'od miyodeya im gile kodem avoid. Marasayim. Who knows? You're doing it, so people aren't going to realize. So, for those 3 reasons, the tour argues on Rabbeinu Tam. What would Rabbeinu Tam answer? People know because they see you only have a little stubble. They see that you were Megaleach before the Moed. What would they answer back? Oh, some people don't grow so much. Some people... So it's Inland of Rasof. So, but anyway, this is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beis Yosef also, is Machmir like the other Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam, that it would not be allowed. What about Ein Lo Mayochal, as we had in the last parak? If you have a sapar, if you have a barber that has nothing to eat, right? So we said it doesn't mean literally nothing to eat. It means that he's not comfortable he won't be able to have a normal yantif meal. So you know the Behuda in the 13th Shuva in the Shuvas Chelik Aleph Simin Yud Gimel he says there, Lakula in that case, he wouldn't allow based on Rabbeinu Tam, but he would say as follows. He has an interesting svara. He says, V'im gilech erev haregel, nishalti, start from the beginning, hayom, im mutu legalech haidei mishicha b'chalamoed, can use a type of cream on chalamoed that, you know, cuts out some of the hair. It gives you a haircut. Lefisha hayu mitztarin biyoser elu haragilim legalech zakanam. Those who shave their beard regularly, says the Noda Behuda a couple hundred years ago. So he says they're bitzar. Hine asarti lechalutin kibet shakala post gimnechal kol Rabbeinu Tam. Right, they all argued. Shiratzel amar ratzel lomash v'gilich mishagilich be'er of a regel mutar lo legalech b'regel. But you know, I was against it. But then he says, "Vehine kisha asru mishum shelo yikanes l'regel." Says now he gets into the svara. Right, the Torah didn't really give a svara; he just gave textual problems, and I can't believe it. And nobody's maris ayin. So the Behuda here goes into a svara though. He says, step one. He says, let's read it first, then we'll explain. He says, "Mameila." He says, "Kisha asru mishum shelo yikanes l'regel mameila nishar bokabkit iser malacha." He says, when they assert that you can't go into the regel menuval, right? So that creates an isur malacha, derabanan, on this act. V'im gilech erev haregel, shuv shi'aru chachamim she'ein bo nichutz kolkach, lahatir isur malacha b'moed, she'ein kolkach tzorech ha'moed. V'avdalo shayach shalo yikanis kishu menuval, mikal makom aser mishum malacha. V'yibkein mimanevshach aser. He says step one is that this is a malacha for some reason. Chazal did not want you to do this on Chol HaMoed. So step one, it's a malacha. Number one. Number two, what about Tzorech HaMoed? Right, Tzorech HaMoed is, right, you couldn't do it beforehand, and you came from Medina Sayyam, and came from Bebeis HaSurim. So Tzorech HaMoed, we would matter it. But then we matter to do it on Yantif. But keep in mind, step three, shlo yikanis menuval. If we matter it too much, So then we're still going to have the Isser of Shleikhanis Menuvo. But then we have, Gila Kodem Amoed, that only gets rid of Shleikhanis Kishu Menuvo. But once they created the Isser Malacha, that's what it's called definitionally, you can't get rid of that. You can only get rid of the motivation, Shleikhanis Kishu Menuvo. But it's not enough of its Sorech Moed to allow the Malacha. Because you did shave beforehand. So you don't look so Menuvo. Unless some people might say, I look worse if I didn't shave for 2 days than if I didn't shave for 2 weeks, because I look like I have a normal beard. Or if I have a 2 day stubble. But that's not what the Noda Behuda, not what the Noda Behuda thinks. But either way, he says, that's why I don't agree with Radio Tom. Rav Soloveitchik was Mako in certain cases. If you look in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik on page Kuf Pei Tes, Le'elu Shemagalchim B'chol Yom, they allow it. It's not in the Mishnah. Not in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says cases of anus. Cases of anus are mutter. And if somebody shaves every day, so then they would want to shave every day, even chalamoed. But they're anus because what they would want to shave hasn't grown yet before Yantif. So they're anus to shave those growths. And therefore he says, V'davar zeh kol yama yaldi, she'yafshi l'galech be'erb yantav es ha'sayra sh'adayin lo gadlo. V'nira lo husif od v'lomar, Rav Shechter adds, t'she v'kol ha'mikir ma'elu she'ish heter t'glachas v'chol ha'shamoed, once it's allowed, mitzvah v'chova nami yigal l'galech, then it's a chiyuv, so that you don't go into yantav sheni, yantav achron, be'minuval. Okay, that is a chiddush, but those who follow Rav Soloveitchik Shita, you know, have the heter in terms of shaving every day. He doesn't say you're allowed to go to work on Chol HaMoed. He doesn't say, oh, you're allowed to go to work and therefore you have to shave. Really, we should try to take off work on Chol HaMoed. But if one has to, you know, is that also a tzad l'hakel? He doesn't talk about it there, but he's just talking about the case of anus. So he would say that in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, you know, they didn't shave every day. Didn't shave every day, and therefore it was a different mitzvah. I don't think he would say it's against the Shulchan Aruch. He would say it's a different mitzvah than what was earlier.
Okay. It's
a malacha derabanan. It's a but it's a malacha derabanan when there's a certain reality, when it's not called anus, but there's also you have an excuse of anus if you have it wasn't anus in those days. Okay, Vayter says the even Rabbeinu Tam wasn't saying because he shaved every day, right? He was. A week or so. Ve'ilu mechapsed b'moed. Second part of the Mishnah. The following people are allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Again, usher per se, and now the Mishnah is telling you the heterim. Habami midina sayam, ubeis ha-shvi, ubeis ha-surim, same people, umenuda she'itiru lo chachamim, v'chein, misha nishal lo chacham v'hutar. Also, someone who went to a chacham, and it was hutar, all the same people can do laundry. Next, mitzvachos hayadayim, hand towels. Hand towels, an example of something that always gets dirty. Always gets dirty, mitzvachos hayadayim. Or mitzvachos hasaparim. So that either means a sapar, like we just read it, the mitzvachos, the aprons that a barber uses, meaning because, as we just read, there are some people that are getting haircuts on Chol HaMoed, so those always get dirty, so you'd want to, you need to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Some others say it means the covers of svarim, not saparim, va'mitvachos hasapag, and the towels of a bathhouse, to take showers on Chol HaMoed. So all of these are items that always get dirty, commonly. Those are able to be washed. Hazavin, vahazavos, vanidas, vayoldos. These four types of people who also their clothing get dirtied, and therefore they would need to do laundry. V'chalaola mitum latara, and all people, maybe this is where the Rambam got the parallel Lashon from before. And anyone who goes from Tumah to Tahara, and therefore they need to be mitayer all of their begadim, hareilu mutarin. So all these people, again, they need to do it, and therefore it's not considered a violation, a zilzal of yantif, and therefore they are mutter to do the wash on Chol HaMoed. Right? All these people, the zava, they couldn't do it beforehand. They were tummy until now. V'shar kol adam asur, but everybody else is asur to do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. Good. So those are the two. The Mishnah tells us the heterim, but we know that in implicitly there's an isser. So what's the isser about? So v'shar kol adam maitai masurin, says the Gemara. So why is everybody else asur? Right, the Mishnah never said. Right, we know there's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, but there are certain actions that should be mutter. So one second. Is shaving a malacha? Isn't shaving a malacha? It's a malacha of gozes. So why would that be mutter? So says the Ritva, it's similar to ochel nefesh. Any type of tikun haguf, yipuy haguf, should be like ochel nefesh. So it should be mutter on yantif, let alone chalamoid. But it doesn't go that far. But at least it's, that's what he compares it to. He says, the language of the Ritva here. The Ritva says pirish da afagav digiluach milacha gemurahu. It's a malacha. Mikal makom. This is explaining the question of the Gemara. Mikal makom. Kibachi a tikun haguf v'yipui panim kitzorach ochel nefesh dami. It's like ochel nefesh. Again, he doesn't go that far to say actual yantif, but at least a chalamoi kiditnan. Like the Mishnah says that we had earlier in the first parak. Ose, osa, isha, tachshi, teheba, moed. Ve'en lecha, tzorach, moed. Gadol mizeh. And therefore it should be tzorach, moed. It's something that you want to do in chol moed. So why would it be usur, asks the Gemara, explained by the Ritva, answers the Gemara, kid, it's not. It's like the Mishnah we had back in Maseches Tainis. The Mishnah tells us there, if you remember, the Anshe Ma'amad, and the Anshe Mishmar, they used to get ready for their time, their week, their 2 weeks in the Beis HaMikdash. Kiditznan, Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Ma'amad, Asur L'Sapro L'Chabes. They're also asur to get a haircut and to be Mechabes and do laundry on during their week. U'b'chamishi mutar v'nei Kavod Shabbos, except on Thursday. On Thursday, they're allowed to, because of Kavod Shabbos, they're allowed to groom themselves. What's the reason for the original Isser? Why wouldn't they be able to get haircuts and be mechabes? Kadeshali, Kansul, Mishmar Tanchim, and Uvalin. Same idea, so that they don't go into Yant in their week in the Beis HaMikdash when they're unkept. We want to make sure they take care of their self-grooming before they come. And therefore, if we aser it during, they'll make sure to do it beforehand. That is the reason for the iser of Giluach on Chalamoid and Kibus on Chalamoid. The Meiri here discusses. So, if this is the parallel, so why don't we have a parallel heter of Yom Chabishi? If the Anshi Mishpar and the Anshi Mamad, they themselves, the Isserish Shli Kanes, and there's a heter there, so why don't we have that heter? So the Meiri says, he gives two reasons, we'll quote one of them. He says, you really can't compare. He says, why? He says, when it comes to the Anshi Mishmar, they know what it is. It always starts the same day of the week. Shabbos. Right? It's Shabbos to Shabbos. So they're going into that earlier one. They always go in the same time. And 5 days later, you know, it could be there's been enough growth that will be mechayev new. Says, but chol hamoed every day is different. Every week is different. He says, Shabashi mishmar lo ne'esra lohem. Sorry, I'm sorry. Mipnei shamishmar zmano kavua laolam likanis b'motzi Shabbos ve'ein hadavar matzui lahashos atzmo l'toch mishmarto achar shetzarech l'shavos b'mishmarto b'motzi Shabbos al chamishi avol b'shar haniskarim shemi yizdamin chamishi yom rishon l'chalamoid o samachlo umitok she'ein shihi yasa meruba noach lo l'shavos atzmo. Sometimes Thursday is going to be the first day of chalamoid, so a person is a real shash that, you know, people aren't going to shave before. They'll say, okay, it's Thursday, it's the second day of Yontif. So I'll just shave then. Just get a haircut then. So it's more of a worry. And that's why we really have to target Chol HaMoed, because there are cases that you really might delay it. While when it comes to the Mishmar, what, you're going to wait a whole week? You're going to be doing a vote the whole week without looking properly? So that's why there's less of a chash that people are going to take advantage. Then he quotes V'yesh Befarshim, another answer. He says, B'anshi Mishmar, there's no real Isser Malacha. No Isser Malacha. There's a Knas. It's a pure Knas. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yontif. It's a Knas Gomor. So a Knas Gomor doesn't even have the status drabbanon of an Isser Malacha. So that we could allow. But Chol HaMoed has a real Isser Malacha. You're right. This one is Betaras Knas, but it's in the world of Malacha. It's in the world of Malacha. And therefore, it would be a problem. It reminds me a little bit, this second chelik of the Meiri, of it's Aser, but it's not Malacha. What we discussed a number of times in the past when we talk about different minhagim. Different minhagim. You know, there's a chlokas Rishonim about making a bracha on a minhag. Right? There are some minhagim that everybody agrees, even the Rambam agrees to make a bracha on. For example, Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz. Everybody agrees. The Gemara says you make a bracha. You say it says you say a second al achilas matzah. You say brachas of Yantif on the second day. And there are some in Hagim that everybody agrees you do not make a bracha on, like begging the Hoshana Chibud Arava. The Gemara says in Sukkah. And then there are those of Machlokas. So those are not clear in Shas. That's what there's a Machlokas about them. The most famous discussion is making a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Right, Machlokas Rishon, and the Rambam says no bracha, and Bali Tosfos and Tainus and brachas and elsewhere say yes bracha. So how do you distinguish? So the Brisker Rav says, explaining the Shita of the Rambam, well, it depends on the type of minhag. If there is a minhag that at root relates to a mitzvah, there's like a chaloshe mitzvah on the minhag, so then we would say you make a bracha. So yantiv sheni, you're right, we do it. The chi of gavra is a minhag, but inherently it's a mitzvah of yantiv. And therefore you can make a bracha on that. Chi bad arava is a pure minhag. And the Rambam would say, halal on Rosh Chodesh, according to the Svara, is a pure minhag. It's not, it's, you don't say the full halal. Right? It's not a real halal. It's just a pure minhag. So therefore, ain't odome. So here too, they're both asur, but on the anche mishmar, there's no isur malacha. It's a weekday, so you're doing it just to look nice. So it's a pure knas. So that's why you can get rid of it when you need to. L'shem kavod Shabbos. Mashenke, when it comes to chalamoi, there are isur malachas here, and therefore we have to be careful. It's an interesting Magen Avram. We talk about the what to do on. On Chamishi, on Erev Shabbos, so the Bach. First the Bach says, based on this, he says a person should be mistaper. The Bach says, not based on this, it's going to be a kasha for this. Simon Reis Samach. The Bach says, you should get a haircut dafka on Fridays. Not on Thursday, not on Wednesday, L'kavod Shabbos. So it's nikar that it's L'shem Shabbos. The Bach, the beginning of Reis Samach. The Bach says this, and the Magen Avraham quotes this Bach. Because of a Bach M'shem Marshal, Yesh lo saber be'erev Shabbos, lo b'yom hei, she'e nikar she'osa L'kavod Shabbos. It's not nikar. U'benetila tziparnayim, what about cutting your fingernails? Yesh tam yafe she'e notlem behei. Adkan l'shono, that's the Bach. And the Magen Avraham says, what's the Bach talking about? Look at our Gemara. Thursday is L'kavod Shabbos. Right, the Anshei Mishmar Mistaperin on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham. What do you have to say? The Anshei Mishmar got busy. They were busy, so we're worried more about them. And that's why then we can allow them to Thursday. But everybody else, if you're not as busy, so Friday is better. The Efshar, they become Makom, Mitzvah Menemufcha Be'erev Shabbos, El Shanshi Maim, Elo Hayu Pinuyim Be'erev Shabbos. The Yesh Makomos, and then he quotes, here it is, Reis Samach, all of the Rebuta HaChassid ideas. The Yesh Makomos, Yen Magalchim Barosh Chodesh, Afilu Chal B'yom Vav. Some people don't get haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Friday. Kichein tzivar b'yuda chassid. And he quotes, and others, in the Medrash, he says, kazav shein lakut siparni, other sources, in lakut siparni ha'yidayim aglam b'yom echad, not to cut your fingernails and toenails the same day, vein alpi kabbalah, vein lakut zelaber of Shabbos, or of Yantif, v'anachon, the Magen Avraham says, I think you should cut your toenails on Thursday and your fingernails on Friday. U'b'shar yam ein lakut klau. And then he quotes the Matan Mordechai. He says, Shalo litzlan b'yom heim and they should deal on b'Shabbos. Maybe you should have cut them on Thursday because they're already growing again on Shabbos. You should often cut them on Friday. Okay. This is the Magen Avraham quoting some Rabbi Yehuda Chassid ideas. If somebody is, as Achronim, as I know the Yehuda said, much of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's Tzava was for his family. So if somebody is not following this and says, I'm doing this L'kavod Shabbos. I'm cutting everything the same day, L'kavod Shabbos. Yish b'yamah lismoch. But this is where it comes from. It comes from this Magen Avraham in the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Right, at the beginning of Siman Reis Samach, based on that, starting with that that Bach. Okay, so that is the reason for the Mishnah. So, boy, Reb Zera, we continue. Avdala Veda Erev HaRegel. What if somebody lost something on Erev Yontif? Lost something on Erev Yontif. Kivan to Onis. Meaning he was involved in trying to find his Aveda on Erev Yontif, and he didn't get a haircut. Kiva da onis mutter, do we say, well, since he was ba'ones, it's mutter, he can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Oh, Dilma, no. Kiva da lamucha milsalo. No, what do we say? No, since nobody knows, he's getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Did everybody know that he lost something? It's not like somebody got out of jail. Right, that was pretty public. But nobody knows, so it's not mutter. So Amar Abaya quotes a line from Sachim. Yomru, kol ha-tzarikin asurin, tzariki, baitus mutarin. What people will say, well, this is asur and this is mutter. Sarikin were, from Maseches Psachim, a certain type of a group of people who knew how to make pictures basically on their matzahs without doing it very quickly before the dough rose. right? But most people don't know how to do that. So we ask her, they can't do that because people would think that it's mutter and everybody can do it. So Yomer will say, all Sarikin are Asurin, and only Baitus who knows how to do it is mutter. No! It's Asur! So so to here it should be Asur, because not everybody knows. So the Taimeich answers the Gemara, wait a minute. Hada Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Call me She'in lo el cholok echad. Mutter l'chapsa b'chol shamoid. Anyone only has one shirt. We know that you're allowed to do the wash on cholamoid. Hasam nami, Yomer called Sarikin Asur, and Sarikin Baitus mutarin. Why don't you say it's Asur? Why is that an exception to the rule? Nobody knows. The answer is, everybody knows. Ha'idmer Allah, Amar Mabar Avashi, Ezura Mochiach Alav. His belt will be Mochiach on him. Meaning, if that's his only shirt, then he's basically probably wrapped, or has a sheet wrapped around him while he's washing his only shirt. Everybody realizes he has no other shirt. And therefore, it's clear that he is allowed to do this. Ezura Mochiach Alav. We mentioned earlier in the Masechta, the Sharm Shana Balacha that's quoted here, that quotes other examples of cases of Maris Ayin that are allowed because of, you know, Mochiach Alav. It is clear that what you're doing is an exceptional case. Remember the chiddush we mentioned yesterday from Rav Moshe about Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is only when something that is usually done wrong, but you're doing it in a Bederach Heter, that's a case of Maris Ayin. But something that is Mutter, but people just think it's Asur, that's not Maris Ayin. Rav Moshe was Machmer anyway, just Altizanava. But really, if something is Mutter, people just think it's Asur, you know, that it might not be the same, might not be the same case. Rav Ashi Masni, Rav Ashi has a different formulation. Boyer Rav Zeira, Uman Sha'abdul Aveda Erva Regel. An Uman, an artisan, a craftsman, a worker that had an Aveda, and he couldn't get a haircut in Erva Regel, Mahu. So do you say, well, since he was an Uman, he had even less time, and therefore it's Muchach that it must be that he didn't have time before, and it should be Mutter. Odilmo, or do we say, no, right, since it's not as Muchach as getting out of jail, or Medina Sayam, so then we wouldn't allow it, Teku, so we do not have an answer to that question. Look in the Nebuch Yosef here. Nebuch Yosef here says, well, since we don't know, so we have to be Machmir. Since we don't know, we have to be Machmir. The Beis Yosef just leaves the Pitzarachim. Beis Yosef says, we're talking about Chalamoid, which according to many Rishonim is also Durabanan, right, as we've mentioned many times. So it should be Savik Lakula. Just leaves the Pitzarachim. So I understand. He says, if we according to those Rishonim, okay, according to the Rishonim, let's say it's Daraisa, according to certain days and Tosfos, fine. But if you say, all the Malacha is Durabanan, Vish the Tamu al Rambam, he says, Vaharash, Shekasum Lechas Chalamoy Durabanan, Lama lo Pasku Lekula. So, Tzarachin, you can say, you have to say that even if something is inherently Durabanan, sometimes certain Tekus are Paskind Lechum. Mi Medina Sayam, Vaiter in the Gemara. So one of the terem was coming from Medina Sayama, season to look Rabbi Yehuda. The bishop is against Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, the Brahis, the Tosefta quotes Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habami Medina Sayam, Lo Yigaleach, Mibne She Yotza Shalom Birshus. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you went on a trip and you get back, tough luck. You went out without Rishus, and therefore, you are not allowed to get a haircut. What does it mean, Shalom Birshus? So, Rashi says, Shalom Birshus, Klomar, Hoil Velo Yotza Birshus Acherim, Ela Biritzon Atzmo, Lav Anasu. You took a tiyul. You didn't get any special heter for that. You took a tiyul. It was your fault. You're allowed to take a tiyul. But if you don't get back until, you know, the day of, until of Chol HaMoed, so it's tough on you. You weren't out letzorach mitzvah at all. You were just, and therefore you went out shalom birshus. That is the Rashi. The other Rishonim don't like the language of shalom birshus. What do you mean shalom birshus? It is birshus. You're allowed to go out. So the Rosh and the Ritva all quote the Raivin. Okay, the Raven. What does Shalom Bershus mean? You went to Chutz La'aretz. Shalom Bershus, you went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That's Shalom Bershus. Read it to you. Says the Rush. The Rush right here at the end of Siman Aleph. V'arayvet pirish, deplukta, derebu, derabanan, ari, biyotze, lechutz la'aretz. V'hachimucha b'yushalmi, degarsinon, Rabbi Yehuda, asa lefarish b'yama gadol. Yamagadol dafka in Yatzal Chutz La'aretz, and therefore that's the issue here that you left Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means Shalom Bershus because you're not allowed to. Right, Aser Latzes might be even worse than not even coming in the first place. But Aser Latzes. Either way, now is not the time to talk about the Isser and the Mitzvah. We don't have time. Just to mention the Hafla. I always like to mention the Hafla. The Hafla at the end of Ksubis and the Hafkuf Yud on that Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen that's quoted at the end of Ksubis, which many a quote, when it's Makam Sakana, so then there is a Heter, that's why many people don't come. He says, many of the Baalei HaTosfos. Makam Sakana. So number one. He was lived in the time of the Crusades. That was Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. But the Haflah, the great Haflah, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer writes there in the end of Ksubis, one only has the allowance of Makam Sakana if without the Sakana one would be here on the next plane. If even without the Sakana we wouldn't be here, then you don't have that Heter. Don't have that heter. That's the based on, doesn't quote it, but that's the medrash on Vayeda Elokim in Shmos, when the Malachim complained that Bnei Yisrael are also all the Avodah Zarah, right? So it's not fair that you're saving them. Hashem says, but they're doing it mitoch hechrach, mitoch ones, and you know without the ones, I know they wouldn't be doing it. Vayeda Elokim. That's the hafla right here. You only have the heter if it was removed. If it was removed, you would be able to come. And I've heard someone who my former Balabatim, one of my good friends, always mentions to me, he says, it's amazing that people always look, certain areas of halacha, most areas of halacha, we look for lechatchilos and for chumras. But for certain areas of halacha, for some reason, we find one sheet at the end of a Tosfos that, this is the pshat, and therefore that's what I hold by. Right? We look for kulas. It's not the way we live life. We look for looking for lechatchilos and looking for the best way to be the best Jew. So it's that haflah is always important whenever we talk about the issur of yitzia lechutz laaretz. Okay, we continue. So it's a machlokes tanoim whether b'habam yimidina sayam is allowed to get the haircut. So Amar Rava lashut divrei akol aser. If somebody went out to totally, it sounds like Rashi. Right, somebody went out to just stop, take a teal. Everybody agrees when you get back it's asur, because you don't have any special allowance. Limizonos they call mutter. If you went out to put food on the table, parnasa, so then it's mutter, because that's a mitzvah, and you're allowed to do that. Lo nechlu ela laharvacha. The machlokas is, you had enough money for food, but you wanted to make more money. Right, laharvacha. So mar medami lekilashutu, mar medami lekilimizonos. Machlokas, so that's the machlokas, what that's compared to. Meisve, but 1 second, the Tosefta continues and says, Amar Rebbe, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda b'shiyatzav shalom b'rshus. V'divrei chachamim k'shiyatzav b'rshus. Rebbe says, I like this sheet b'rshus, and this is your shalom b'rshus. So what does that mean? My shalom b'rshus. What does it mean, shalom b'rshus? Ile malashut. Does it mean, shalom b'rshus means you went out for a tiyul, but everybody agrees also there. So what do you mean? I like this shita in this case. Everybody agrees in that case. The elo lemizonos. What must be the first line of Rebbe? I like Rebbe Yehuda in the case of. I like Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah, in the case of shalom b'rshus, it must be elo lemizonos. Meaning he's machmir in that case. But v'hamer tivrei kol mutter. But everybody agrees mutter in that case. So elo shita, the third case. What must he be talking about? La harvacha. When he says I pass like a Yehuda, I think lahar vacha. I pass like a Yehuda. But Eima Sefer, what about the next line? Nirin divrei chachavim kishasa bershus my bershus. What is the opposite of that? It must be a case of machlokas because he passes like one shita. So ilay mila mizonos hamer divrei kol mutter ela lahar vacha v'hamer nirin divrei Yehuda b'ha. So what's Rebbe talking about? There must be two cases of machlokas. Rebbe is assuming, and we know there's only one case of machlokas. So, Hachi Kamar, we're misunderstanding. Rebbe is not passing like two different opinions. He's explaining the machlokas. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda l'rabbanan kishiyata shalom b'rshus. The Rabbanan like Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, if you went out shalom b'rshus, umayniyu lashut. Stam go out for a tiyol. Shafilu chacharim lo nechku ala laharvacha. Ava lashut module, as we said. And the opposite, nirin divrei Rabbanan l'Rebbe Yehuda kishiyata b'rshus. And the Rabbanan's shita is likable, is agreed to by Rabbi Yehuda. If you went up Rishu, so my niu lemizonos shefi Rabbi Yehuda lo nechal kakalei mela harvacha avol lemizonos modulu. Meaning, according to this explanation, we didn't see anything new. We just explain what we said before. The machlokas is only about harvacha. Amar Shmuel katan anolad b'moed mazel tov. Somebody has a baby in chol moed, but what if his baby? We all had some of these, right? Baby born with very long hair. Well, we've seen some of these. Sometimes you see a baby with very long hair. Not so common, but it happens. So, mutter legalech b'moed. You're allowed to give that baby a haircut achal moed. Right, before the bris. She'ein l'cha beis ha'asurin gadol mizeh. There's no greater jail than that. You couldn't get out. Couldn't get out. Rashi says, mitzaro, the hair is bothering the baby. It's getting into his eyes, her eyes. So, you're allowed, right, you're allowed to do that. Ein l'cha beis ha'asurin gadol mizeh. So we darshin, b'moed in meikar alo. Sounds like the only heter is if the baby is actually born on Yontif. But if he's born before Yontif, no. But the case that Shmuel gives is only born on Yontif. Mashma before it would not be allowed. If the baby is born 2 days before Yantif, we should have given him the haircut before Yantif. Masiv Rav Pinchas, is that really true? Kalelu Sha'amru Mutal Galech B'Mawed Mutal Galech B'Mei Evlo. There's a parallel. If you're allowed to get a haircut on Chalamoed, you're allowed to get a haircut if your Avelus also bumps into a day when you're not allowed to get, let's say, B'Mei Evlo, so you weren't allowed to get a haircut beforehand. So also you're allowed to get, you're allowed to break that because that's also an Ones. Ha'asa L'Galech B'Mawed, Asa L'Galech B'Mei Evlo. But any Isser of Giluach on Chalamoed, Isser, there's an Isser of Giluach B'Mei Evlo. There's a parallel, meaning if any of these circumstances would happen to B'Mei Evlo, you know, whatever's mutter is mutter, whatever's asr is asr. That's the key for the next line of the Gemara. There's a parallel between Chalamoed and Avelus, where both have an Isser of Giluach. But 1 second, the Amrit Katan is the play Plukta, if our Diuk in Shmuel is right, there's an Isser of Giluach for a Katan on Chalamoed, right? Oh, right, if he was born beforehand, so Nim says Avelus, Oegas, but Katan, you're going to tell me there's a parallel? That a Katan also has an Isser of Avelus? Because you're saying it's usher to be megalech a katan a chalamoid. So is there an usher? Is there also to be megalech and a katan avel? But vatani, we learned in the brisa later on, mekaren lekatan im neagmas nefesh. You do kriya for a katan, but not because there's a chiyah for a katan. Because of agmas nefesh. What's agmas nefesh? The aruch says, quoted on the side, agmas nefesh of the gedolim. When we see a child, Rachman al-Islam, when we see a child saying kaddish in shul, it breaks our heart. So that's the agbas nefesh. If we tear the kriya of a katan, it makes us feel it. Agbas nefesh. So what do you, how could there be a parallel? You're saying there's an iser giluach for a katan chalamoed, which would mean there's iser giluach for a katan on avelus. Is that really true? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, no. Who says this is an exact parallel? Miktani ha'asurin. Who says that whatever's mutter here is usher here? Whatever's mutter here is usher here is usher here? Thilma yeshben usher yeshben mutter. There are exceptions to the rule. Lav dafka. There's no Isser for Giluach of a Katan in Avelus. There is a question also that we are Chakira of the Achronim. We've touched on it many times. Not so recently, in terms of a Maisa of a Katan. Let's say a Maisa Aveira of a Katan. A Katan is not going to get punished for a Maisa Aveira. Does that mean it is a Maisa Aveira, but we're just not going to punish him because we have Rachmanis, he is Lav Bar Das, or is it not even a Maisa Aveira? Ma'nafka Mina, the Gemara talks about in Bava Kama, if a katan Rachman al Islan is, let's say, does avodah zara, or is an animal involved in a ma'isa aveira with a katan, do we have to kill the animal? Do we have to destroy the avodah zara? I mean, is it called a ma'isa aveira at all or not? Is there a chiyuv tashlumin of a child who damages something when he's a child, just pater because there's no chiyuvim? Does he have to pay when he gets older? But in any case, that's here. The Gemara says that there is no chiyuv avelus at all on a katan. The Rishonim also say there's no bal tashchus here. That's the chiddush of this line, right? Mibri agvas nefesh is enough. You know, there's no bal tashchus of stam ripping a garment. Amem Ravi Tamer of Shishi Bredu Ravidi Masiachi. They have a little different shakal v'tarya, but similar. Amar Shmuel. Katan mutar lagalcha b'moed, loshna nola b'moed, loshna nola meikara. Shmuel has the following statement. No! Even if the child is born before Yantif, it's mutar. Amara Pinchas af anana mitaninos. Now, instead of a question, it's a raya. Kal elu sharma mutar lagalcha b'moed, mutar lagalcha b'me'evlo. There's the parallel. Ha'asurun lagalcha b'moed, asurun lagalcha b'me'evlo. But I amrit katan asur, nimse savelus no heges b'katan. If you're going to tell me katan is asur, but what do you mean? Avelus is no egg, but Tanya Makarla Kadim Neagmas Nefesh. There is no Avelus. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi gives the same rejection. Mik Tani Asurin, Dilma Yeshbein Asur Yeshbein Mutter. So it's not an exact Raya, before I knew it was a Kasha, and now he's saying it doesn't have to be a Raya. Period. Here we go. Avel, Eino No Egg Aveluso Beregel. Now we start the world of Elu Magalchin. No Avelus on Yantif, right? Once we're talking about an Avel and a Katan, that's how we got into this. Somebody asked me yesterday at a wedding, you know, okay, technically we see how it happened, but how could there be, how is all of Hilchas Avelus with the Hilchas Chalamoed? How is that in the same Masechta? What was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, what was Rabbi Nirvashi doing? So I told them maybe it's based on the explanation of this line. Let's explain this line. First of all, Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean, Avel Eino No Egel Avelusa Beregel? Does that mean totally? The Ritva here quotes both deis. But does this mean totally no Avelus on Moed at all, even Dvarim Shebetzinah? The Rambam seems to say that. Even Dvarim Shebetzinah are not knowing. If somebody's an Avel, it's totally broken, period. Or do we say, no, it's only Devarim Shebah for Hesia. It's kind of like Shabbos. The only difference is, it doesn't count towards Avelis, towards the day. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. But Yontif doesn't. Okay, maybe Yontif Sheni. That's a machlokas. Look at the Tosfos Rush here. He quotes two days. Whether Yontif Sheni counts, because that's only a minog, does that override the din? But Avel, right, somehow Avelis is limited. So let's go like the Rambam for a minute. That there's no Avelis at all on Yontif. The question is why? So the Gemara says, Shenem Arvis Avachta Bechagecha. Right, Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif breaks Avelis. The question asked Rav Soloveitchik in a Yahrzeit Shir, why is that? Why can't they coexist? Why can an Avel rip his clothes, sit on a low chair, and eat meat and drink wine? Why can't they coexist? What's so bad? It happens on Shabbos. Okay, he changes his clothes, but he's still an Avel. So why can't Simchas Yontif coexist with Avelis? So the answer is because those two chiyuvim are not just behaviors that are mandated. Those are behaviors that require kiyum shebelev. Right? If somebody feels amazing and happy and wonderful while he's an Avel, he's losing the point. He's missing the point. If somebody on Yontif goes through all the motions of eats meat and drinks wine and gives his wife presents and goes through all the motions, but he's totally upset and sad, he's missing the point. It's the kiyumim shebelev of Avelos and Yontif that cannot coexist. And that's why Yontif rejects Avelos. Shabbos it does, because Shabbos is oneg, it's not simcha. Those could coexist. But not that. So I thought, maybe one could give a pshat, that maybe both of these are opposite, but they complement each other. They're opposite kiyumim shebelev that, foil each other, and that's why they're put next to each other. Each one can help us understand better the other one. They can't coexist, and that's why they're here juxtaposed in the same masechta. Possibility. Anyway, weiter. So, v'samachta v'chagecha, no avelos and yontif because of the mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha. I avelos demei karahu, if avelos started before yontif, so asi asi the rabbin v'dachi asi the yachin. So then avelos started first, but the asi the rabbin of yontif is doche the asi the yachin. Right, Rishonim discuss, does this prove to me anything about avelos being daraisa or derabanan? Why didn't we say the daraisa beats the derabanan? So maybe that proves to me that they're both daraisa, right? That's the Rambam Shita. Tosfos says, right here, just the opposite. I think they're both drabanan. I think Simchas Yontif today is drabanan because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and I think Avelos is drabanan because there's always drabanan. The Rambam would say, no, it's daraisa. Both are daraisa. Again, we'll get back to that. Not right now. The Avelos tahashtu, and if Avelos starts on Yontif, lo asi, ati diachar, v'dachi, ati derabim, it doesn't get off the ground. Good. Minude maushinog niduya beregel. So there's no avelos on Yontif. Again, we'll get back to that more in the Masechta. What about a minude? Somebody who's excommunicated. Does he continue his excommunication on Yontif? So Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma. Well, the Tosefta says, Don and Dinin Nefashiv, Dinin Makas, Dinin Mominus. You're allowed to be Don, right, different cases on Yontif. And what happens if somebody doesn't listen to the din? You excommunicate him, no? The E Amr Lotzai is Dina Mishamtina Lai. And if he doesn't listen, you put him in excommunication. So but if you say Yontif would knock out the Nidui, so Mishumas Vaasi Meikara, Asi Rega Vadachile, Yontif would break a Nidui, Hashta Mishamtina Lai Anan. It would start, so it must be that it does not even start, or it must be that it does exist, and Yontif doesn't break it, because you see, you could be Din on Yontif. So I'm like, Abaya, who says? Maybe they wouldn't paskin. They wouldn't continue. You would start being ma'ayin in a din achalamoed. But you can't actual yontif, you can't. That was a mission in Beitza, right? Ain't done in. But maybe on achalamoed, you could discuss it. Dilote machi, because if you don't say it's just about iyun, tini nefasha, ziktani, hachanami tekatlin and lay, what, we would kill somebody in achalamoed? Va'kamim nemi simchas yontif. You would take away simchas yontif. From who? What, from the dead guy? He's punted for mitzvahs. No, you take away simchas yontif from the bezdin, who are not allowed to eat on the day they put somebody to death. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, right? One of the things learned there from L'Soch Lo L'Adam. Minayin L'Sanhedrin, Chargos HaNefesh, Sheitoh HaMikol Oso HaYom, Shnevel L'Soch Lo L'Adam. So it can't be they put somebody to death anyway on yontif. Se'ela li'iyune b'dine. It must be just to be ma'ayin a little bit. So hachanami li'iyune b'dine. And therefore there's no raya about the nidui. Period. Omar Layim K Nimseis Ma'ani Azdino. For 1 second. If they've decided already and they just delay, isn't that Inui Hadin? You're not allowed to delay the din once you know. So the Gemara said, no, maybe not. Asu mitzafra umayne bidine. Maybe they come in the morning and they talk about it and they figure things out, And then they say, okay, let's take a break and go eat. Va'ayli, va'achli, v'shasu, kula yoma, v'hadra, then right before Shkia, they come back. And also, v'shkia sachama, v'gamrin al-din, v'kal ulay. And therefore, there's no ini adin, and there's no minui of simchas yantif, and therefore, that is how they solve all the problems right before, but again, there's no raya. Amar by Tashma, well, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. U'menuda sheitiru lo chachamim. The Mishnah said, one of the people who could get a haircut is a menuda that the chachamim were matir. Doesn't that mean, havamina, that a nidui that automatically gets matired? Right, isn't that what the Mishnah means? And therefore it's automatically matired? So Amar Rava, no. Mi k'tani shehitiru hu chachamim. Shehitiru lo chachamim. It's specific. Tani, the Azalu Pais of the Baldina. He went on Yantif to be Mephais' Baldin, Vasu Kamidraban of Sharule, and they matured it on Yantif, and that's why it is Mutter. But no, again, no Raya about a Nidui on Yantif. Okay, that takes care of Avel, that takes care of Nidui. Next is going to be Mitzora. As we will see over the next couple of Dafim, we will ask similar questions because there are similar behaviors that are required by a Menuda, a Mitzora, and an Avel. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Welcome back to Eretz Yisrael.